Welcome. This is a podcast talking about using technology tools to increase online engagement when we are working collaboratively. Hi, my name is Patricia Regeer with Regeer Educational Services. So this is also a blog and podcast. We might add some visuals for a video, but this time we're going to sort of focus on the podcast version of this first. So there are a variety of ways we can increase engagement at our online meetings and training events. Projects and organizations can incorporate these tips into how they intentionally lead collaboration and participation. So number one, building up the energy when opening a meeting or training is an important element for the online leader. One way we can begin a meeting with positive energy is to share some music as people enter the online meeting. Number two, if people cannot see or hear each other, then it's hard to collaborate. Therefore, having a working mic, camera, and a stable internet can help remove those barriers when technology is not working. However, we must also be aware that everyone does not have access to a new external mic or camera or high-speed internet. One tip for helping a poor internet connection is to use a high-speed Ethernet cable and hardwire your computer to the modem instead of relying on Wi-Fi in the home. I would often also ask my family to get off the internet if that was possible, and certainly no streaming of movies when I was running a meeting. Number three, sending video tutorials or screenshot step-by-step instructions ahead of a meeting for how to update a meeting platform or how to use the engagement tools can also support engagement. Number four, an introduction welcome short video can also increase excitement for people to show up to a meeting or training. It can help warm them up ahead of time. Number five, setting the meeting link plus calendar invite compatible with all email and calendar systems with the backup phone number, agenda, and reminder setup can all help support the process for people to show up and feel prepared. Number six, a navigation slide is helpful to review for how to use the engagement tools in that online platform, which can ensure that everyone knows how they should participate. Explaining the steps for how people should can navigate the next part of an activity is important because technology might be new to some. Number seven, looking into the camera is how we make eye contact online. Now, in an auditory way, having some inflection in my voice as I'm reading or talking makes a difference as well. But when we are able to be on camera, people can feel like you are speaking to them if you are looking into the camera and not at the video thumbnails. When we are looking down to see people's reactions for too long, it will change the experience and engagement. This is especially important if a meeting or training is being recorded for some people to watch as a replay. Number eight, do not skip the round table introductions or warm up activity. Something that draws out engagement early on in the meeting or training is essential to the participation later on when you're asking people to turn on their mics. During roundtable introductions, it's one way to keep the agenda moving forward if you say the name of the next person to participate. You can randomly pick because online we're not necessarily going around an actual table. Number nine, use the tools from the platform such as polls, chat, annotation, writing on a whiteboard, and breakout rooms. This is extra important online so people do not feel that the meeting or training is just a one-way passive listening experience. Number 10, breakouts are a very important element to encourage discussion in smaller groups, which is a place where people can feel safe, that they have equal opportunity for each person to have a voice. Having someone who knows the technology and who can support the technical production of an online event can be very helpful in this way, and explaining very clearly what the instructions are before people go into breakouts is another way to ensure that people participate. Number 11, in breakouts, leave time for introductions so that people feel comfortable sharing and participating. Also give time to sort out, when applicable, who is taking notes, reporting back to the main group, or leading the small group activity. Number 12, instructions for breakout groups should be on a slide visually. You read them out loud, plus give opportunity for questions, but invite people to take a picture of the instructions so it can help them with their engagement in the breakout room, that they're not trying to remember what was their question again. Number 13, discussing expectations, intentionally inviting people to turn on their cameras and mics may be necessary for engagement to occur. Make sure that people know they will be muted, or that they should be ready to mute themselves or turn off their camera if background noise is disruptive or something's happening that's distracting. Also give compassion and understanding that some people may need to turn off their camera and have their mic mute, turned off or muted, because a home is being shared with working and learning space. Number 14, keeping an eye on chat and reading out loud the comments is also important to giving equal voice and opportunity for participation, especially if someone must have their mic and camera off. Number 15, asking in chat and on a slide and on mic if anyone needs closed captioning is another important way to use technology for increasing engagement and inclusion. Number 16, understanding your settings, for example, to display more video tiles in gallery view, and how to update your platform can increase engagement as well. A tutorial on how to update Zoom is listed below. Number 17, move co-hosts and helpers for a meeting to the bottom of the gallery view at times, and click follow host view so that the participants are seeing the main speaker and each other. This can also help the speaker see more of the participants, which can increase their energy for the presentation, and that can also impact engagement. Number 18 is use inclusive images on slides to represent a variety in the audience. And we have additional tips and resources in our blogs, in our videos, tips on how to increase your engagement and how to use these different online tools. Thank you for listening. And until next time, I hope you have some light bulb learning moments and that you're able to facilitate engaging learning experiences for your audience to turn them into participants. Thanks for listening.